What's up, everyone? Ranri here. I wanted to record an episode, and maybe I'll do more of these depending on your feedback about what this show is and it isn't, the type of listener that we're looking for, and what you should expect from this show. I think the podcasting manual says to do this episode one. We're in the 200s, so I'm a bit behind, but better late than never, right? Okay, so what is this show? The idea behind Inside the War Room is not military history. It's actually the War Room title there is used to denote a place where you can have tough conversations, right? So you can go, you can debate, you can have conversations. Now, if you've noticed, we don't do a lot of hollering and yelling and cutting people off on this show, but we do bring on people from all sorts of backgrounds, and that's intentional. We want to be the opposite of what you might see on Fox or MSNBC or CNN, where the guest is brought on to be picked on or to be praised. That happens, of course. Sometimes we bring on guests to praise them because we're happy at their work, but we don't bring them on to pick on them. Now, what does that mean for you as a listener? We're looking for listeners that understand that that guests will offend them, right? That's right. Guests are going to be offensive to you and to what you believe, and guests are going to align with what you believe. And you tune in to hear what that guest might say, understanding that whatever the day is, it might be someone you agree with or someone you disagree with. And hopefully, the show isn't to change your mind on your perspective, but to hear a reasonable, well-thought-out position on the opposite side. And in some cases, you might realize, oh my gosh, I have missed something. And other times, you might go, no, the other side is as crazy as I thought they were. That's the goal here, right? So for you, the listener, to hear from people you agree with, you disagree with, and oh, by the way, if you're like me, you're generally curious. So there's a lot of things you just don't have an opinion on or you don't know a lot about. And so from that standpoint, you get to hear from things, you get to hear about topics that you're not really sure about, you don't have an opinion on, or you're not really a background or an expertise in it. And if you've noticed, we cover, like I say, all sorts of topics. And so I might do more of these. We have tons of shows in the hopper that are ready to release. This week and next week and et cetera. How can you help the show? One, feedback. We love feedback. You like this guest, here's why. You don't like this guest, here's why. This guest missed it here. This guest nailed it there. We love that kind of feedback. That's important to the show. That helps us know that we are providing value to you. You can do that by signing up at the newsletter and just responding to the emails, right? We send them out. You can just respond back your thoughts. We would love Really love if you decide to support the show financially, but that's not required. The other thing that you can do to help is drop a five-star review. Now, this helps the iTunes algorithm and other algorithms, I can't speak, realize that the show is valuable. So a five-star review, it takes 3 seconds. We'd really love that. Beyond that, guest. What kind of guests would you like us to see? This is a listener-driven, listener-supported show. We do want to push you. We do want to expand horizons. We do want to hear from various perspectives. But we also want to hear what perspectives it is that you might be interested in. We have a certain workflow that we do to go acquire guests, but that doesn't mean we can't adapt and change and bring on new types of people, new types of conversations. And the final thing I'll say is that the most rewarding thing about doing this show is I am a generally curious person. So we've had on JFK conspirators, anti-JFK conspirators. We've got a show on January 6th coming up, or it wasn't about January 6th, but someone talking about it, it comes up. We've had on atheists, Christians, pro-trans, anti-trans, whatever the issue is, getting to hear them in an environment that encourages discussion, trying to understand the other side, trying to push the envelope in a way that's respectful. Not for this altruistic sake of, hey, everyone should say kumbaya, and we should all agree. That's not the goal here. The goal is to understand, to learn, to broaden the horizons, to better understand, so that when you get on Twitter and you see the either-or fallacy being committed all the time, which I'm guilty of as well, or straw men's being used to argue, or the double standards, or confirmation bias, or whatever it might be, that you realize that's what's happening and begin to hopefully shape conversations in the real world for the better. More nuanced, more respectful, more engaging, more listening, more trying to think about things and how they connect. That's what we're trying to do here. And we hope that you will come along with us to do that. Warroommedia.com is where you can find me. Thank you for all the support you've given the show so far. And we're here for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes, hopefully in the future. And we hope that you will continue to stay alongside us.